Welcome to the Money Mindful podcast, where money mindset and life coach Megan Jean Smith, hey, that's me, teaches you how to transform your relationship to money and achieve your life goals so you can live a glorious, magnificent, delicious, awesome life and love being you. Hello and welcome to the Money Mindful podcast. I am your host, Megan Jean Smith, and I think I've actually got little shivers and chills being back here today because, oh my goodness, it has been a long time between episodes, a very unexpected long time between episodes, but I am thrilled to be with you here today, and let's get into it. So this is the first episode of season 7. Can you believe this? I have been doing this podcast for 6 years, which is kind of incredible. If you are new around here and you are just discovering me, welcome. I'm going to formally introduce myself in a moment. And if you are a long-time listener who's been here since the start, man, I love you. So good to be back in your ears. And let's continue this journey together. So my name's Megan. I'm a money mindset specialist and a certified life coach. So what does that mean? It means that when it comes to uplifting your money mindset, having a really positive relationship with money, I am your go-to gal. So I'm not a financial advisor. I don't give you any financial advice. I'm not qualified in that area, but I am very much qualified in the area of helping you build a fantastic relationship with money and having the side effects of that be that you have a freaking awesome life, because money affects our everyday life, right? You cannot avoid it. You use money every day in transactions at the supermarket. It affects the decisions you make throughout the day, like what you have in your life. And so many people go through their life without an intentional relationship with money and then suffer the negative effects of that. You know, relationships break up because of money issues sometimes, right? Like, it's quite a big influence in our life. And so I am really passionate about supporting you to build a really awesome relationship with money that is intentional, where you can feel at peace with money, where you can just be chilled out, you know, like you can spend money without feeling stress or overwhelm or shame. And you can also earn money and create more in your life in a way that is aligned with who you are, your values, how you want to show up in the world. And the second piece of who I am is I'm a certified life coach through the Life Coach School, and I support you to create your money and life goals. I support you to live your most juiciest, exciting, fulfilling, enriched life ever, because I am trained to hone in on your mindset BS, your limitations, and really support you to build the life that you really want. So this podcast is open and available to anyone. Of course, it's in a public space. Mostly in my one-to-one coaching business, I work with women, but that doesn't mean if you're a man, you're excluded. You are 100% welcome in my space. But here's what you're going to get out of being around me and listening to this podcast. So today, I want to just give you a little breakdown of what I've been up to during the podcast break. For those of you who have been in my world for a long time, I just want to give you an update around that. I'm going to share with you my biggest money and life mistakes and how you can avoid it, because I tell you what, I've made some big ones in the recent past, and I think that it's really relevant to talk about that and share that. And I want to talk to you about how this podcast is going to rock your freaking world. It's going to support you to uplift your money mindset. It's going to help you increase your confidence and help you achieve your fabulous money and life goals. And I'm also going to share with you what's changing about the podcast and all the goodness that is here to stay. So first of all, what have I been up to the last, I don't know, I think it's like, it's almost not quite a year, but I think it's been, you know, like at least a good 8 months off the top of my head since I released the last episode. And basically what has happened in that time is my life has completely transformed. So I am now living in a beautiful beachside town in the north coast of New South Wales. Since we spoke last, I have sold a house. I have bought my new dream home that we are currently doing little renovations and updates. And that is, oh my gosh, some major big news that I'm going to be sharing more about, because this has been a lifelong dream of mine and it is finally created. So that has been huge. I've also sold another house since then. We're in the process of selling another one of our investment properties. I've been through a huge health issue, like personal health issue that really affected my mental health. And I've also had a lot of stuff come up with my immediate family, which I'm not going to get into. But that has been something that I have really had to concentrate on and give a lot of my time and attention to. And so one of the reasons why I have not been here with you on the podcast is that one of the biggest money and life mistakes that I have made is I realized that I was putting my business and making money ahead of my actual family and my well-being. And that was a huge wake-up call and something that really needed to happen. But it's also been really fucking painful and a really intense 12 months. And I don't always talk about a lot of this stuff on the podcast, especially when it and on social media, especially when it involves my family, because I actually don't feel like it's my place to share what is going on with my family members. So I won't go into that. But in terms of my own life, you know, big changes have happened. And last year was one of the best and worst years of my life. Moving to this new town has been incredible. And I feel like for the first time in a very long time, I'm really living out my dream, like my dream life. But at the same time, all the shit sort of hit the fan. In a way, how can I explain it? You know how when you've just been running on adrenaline and you're at work and you're just like, go, 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 and people just give you more stuff to do and you can just handle it, right? You just take on more, you do more, and you're doing so much. And then finally, when you go on holiday, it's like everything falls to shit. You know, it's like then you get the cold, then you feel sick, then all these dramas happen. And I feel like that is an analogy of what my life has been like the last kind of 12 months. It's like I was running on adrenaline for such a long time and really creating amazing stuff in my life. If you're new around here, you know, I started a business, about 3 or 4 years ago now. And I worked extremely hard to build that business, and I created a profitable business in the first 2 years of running my business, something that I'm extremely proud of. But what I'm not proud of is that I kind of forgot about myself and my family a little bit during that time, and I really made my business so much of my identity and who I am, and the achievements in my business kind of were what I look to as that's who I am. And the downside of that is that, you know, I really ran myself into the ground. I got really bad burnout, and I also just my whole hormones and everything were completely stuffed up, and I ended up seeing a nutritionalist. So I'll go into that in more detail in another episode. I'm not going to get into that now, but basically in a nutshell, I just feel like I have been completely ripped apart down to my soul, and the last 12 months I have been building myself back up again in a really intentional way that I never want to go through what I went through last year again. And it has really been a big slap in the face as in terms of what is really important to me. And, you know, something that I coach so many of my clients on so often is that, you know what, you know, it's great to create money and life goals. It's awesome to make money in business. It's awesome to achieve the things that you want in your life, right? Like buying the home that you want, or living where you want to live, or achieving that big, amazing thing in your business. But if that comes at the expense of your health and well-being, like, you don't even get to enjoy the money, right? You don't even get to enjoy the achievement because you're in a heap, right? On the floor, like I was last year. So it's been a wonderful experience in a way, because I've realized that, you know, as much as I love my business and it does mean so much to me, there's so much outside of my business that is even more important to me, my children, right? Like my health and well-being. And so that has been one of my biggest challenges over the last 6 months, is learning how to actually live a fulfilling life that is holistic, right? Like it's not just about one area of my life. And I talk about wealth currencies, and one of the things that I think is a big mistake, which is very apparent that I made, is that we look at wealth from one perspective. It's like as if our only wealth currency is finance, like the money that we have, right? And it's simply not the case. You know, we have wealth is made up of multiple currencies, if you will. You know, it's our health, it's our well-being, it's our connection with family, your spiritual wealth, if you will, if you're religious in some way, or, you know, how you connect with who you are at a cellular level. And, you know, one of the things that I've really felt like I've been learning how to do, and I want to share with you more over the episodes of the podcast, is how I've really been learning to draw on my other currencies in life, not just my financial currency, because I've built that up and I do have finances and that currency is working fine, but that currency kind of has a bitter taste if you don't have any of the other currencies in your life. If you don't have beautiful friendships, if you don't have a great relationship in your family, you know, with your family, if you don't have your health and well-being. So that's basically been my biggest mistake that I've made since I've seen you last, is realizing that I haven't been honoring and putting attention on or investing in all of my wealth currencies. So I'll be sharing more of that with you. And the other thing that I want to let you know on this episode is what's changing around here and what's staying the same. So what's staying the same is that I'm still going to bring you the best content that I possibly can. I want to share with you all the juiciness that I have, the nuggets, from my expertise around money mindset, to help you build a really beautiful relationship with money, one that you want to have, not the same relationship that I have with money, the relationship that you want to build. And I'm going to continue to share with you how you can do that. And I'm going to continue to help you work on yourself as a being. Like, who do you want to be, right? What do you want to stand for? I want to support you to be in full authority of your life, to be the author of your life, the narrator of your life, and also the main character, right? Living that beautiful life of yours. And I'm going to continue to support you with tools and strategies and mindset on how to create your goals. So how to create those big, beautiful goals that you have, whatever they are, right, that make you feel like you're alive and that you're living your best life. And so many huge goals that I have been working on for years and years have come to fruition as well in the last 12 months. So I feel like there's a lot that I want to share with you around that as well, like what it means to actually create your money and life goals and what that really looks like, and practical, hands-on actions that you can actually take to create your money and life goals. So that is going to stay the same. What is changing is this idea that I have to be consistent and be here every week because of some sort of business image that I think that I have to uphold. I won't be doing that anymore. I'm going to be releasing the podcast episodes when it works for me and my business and my lifestyle. So one of the things that I've realized is that I don't want to build a big empire. I really like having a small boutique business where I have a handful of clients and where I do events a couple of times a year. Like one of the things that I'm planning on doing this year is running the Money Mindset Masterclass live a few times a year and making that a space where I can connect with lots of people at one time and help you in that way. But when I'm not doing that, I'm keeping my business to a handful of one-to-one clients because I realize that that suits who I am and how I want to be in my life and works in alignment with all areas of my life. And so as part of that, I'm not going to be a podcast producing machine. You know, so many people say, oh, you have to produce regular content. You know, you have to market your business regularly. And look, I believe that you do have to produce regularly, like give value to you so you know who I am and maybe one day you want to work with me too. But I realize I don't want to do that at the expense of my well-being. And I don't work that way. I don't want to have to produce a podcast every week. And that's the honest truth, you know, and a lot of people won't tell you that, but I'm just not available for not just speaking my truth anymore. And so what the podcast is going to look like is that maybe I will just produce two podcasts a month, or maybe a month will go past and a podcast won't come out. Maybe I'll have a few podcasts coming out a couple of weeks in a row. And I'm going to be consistent in being irregular. That is going to be my consistency. And also, you know, I find keeping up with podcasts that I love to be overwhelming. You know, like I don't have the time to listen to podcasts every week. Well, I do, but I don't choose that that's how I want to use my time. And so I just realized I don't want to do that to you either. I don't want to be putting out stuff every single week. That's just not how I want to operate. And the other thing is that I want to try and keep the episodes short and sharp. I can see on my little timer, this has already got up to over 18 minutes, and I want to really challenge myself to create content for you in short, sharp bursts where you can just come in, have a quick listen on, you know, the way to driving the kids to school drop off or pick up. And it's like a short, sharp message to help you with a mindset strategy or a tool, and then you can move on and get on with your life. So that is also my intention, to try and keep the episodes short and sharp. So to wrap up, I am just absolutely thrilled to be back in your ears. I don't take it for granted that you listen in, and I'm loving being connected with you again. Please reach out on social media, Megan J. Smith. That's my handle pretty much everywhere on Facebook and Instagram. They're the only places I am, guys, because I'm just don't care about being all over every single social media platform. I'd love to connect. If you listen to the episode today, reach out and say hi to me wherever you connect with me, whether it's in my email that I send out to you, whether it's on Instagram if we're connected there, or Facebook. And if we're not and you want to connect with me, I'm pretty sure I will have a link somewhere here in the episode show notes. Great to be here with you until I get in your ears again, maybe next week or maybe next month. Have an amazing rest of your week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Money Mindful podcast. For future episodes, be sure to subscribe. Ready to take the next steps? Creating your money and life goals can be super challenging if you don't have a process to follow. Get my free course that will help you get unstuck, clarify your goals, and get you going. For more info, go to meganjsmith.au.